girls game tonight. It was Cherokee victorious 92-42, and Storm Lake girls assistant Sam Lips kind enough to join us. Sam, thanks a lot for the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, so first of all, playing last night at Pocahontas, here tonight, Cherokee, two top four teams in Class 3A. Doesn't get much tougher than that.
No, you're right. The schedule does not get much tougher than that. And they came out and they played like it, top four teams.
Yeah, scored the first 13 points of the game. But your team made a little run then afterwards, got some momentum going later in that first quarter, and a long one it was, long first half. A lot of fouls piled up, unfortunately, but you showed some flashes here tonight.
Yeah, we were definitely improving. Just only one day of practice this week on Monday. I don't want to make excuses, but that sure doesn't help. And when you're playing a team like Pocahontas and Cherokee.
Well, tell us about Jenna Newman. She's contributed some pretty solid games as of late and wound up with 12 points here tonight.
Yeah, she's played pretty well the past two nights. I think she's had 10 point nights at least the last two games. So
wow.
She's doing well. She's playing a little bit for me on JV too, so she's contributing quite a bit.
Well, since you mentioned JV, we're going to get right into that here, as next in line for the green and white tonight was Rachel Bazzoni with 9. So the JV, I know they had some early season success, but I haven't kept up here as of late. How are things progressing for some of the younger gals?
They're doing pretty well. I think I'm not entirely sure on our record, but I wouldn't say we're about one, maybe two games over 500, so maybe like 9-7, something like that.
All right.
But yeah, they're doing really well. They're improving every day. Just got to get consistently practice every week, and we'll like the future pretty bright.
Yeah, Coach Nitchell's saying the same thing about the varsity, that they're continuing to grow. What especially stands out for the JV team? What areas are you seeing the most progress in?
At the beginning of the year, teams would press us, and we'd play almost the whole game in our backcourt. Now teams will press us, and we'll be able to break it most of the time and play actually run offense, so that's pretty good.
There you go. So what about you, first-year JV head coach and the varsity assistant, of course. How's it been for yourself?
Oh, it's been pretty crazy. I mean, first year just graduated from BV, first year teaching and coaching. So a lot less downtime than in college, that's for sure.
Sure.
So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. High school social studies. Did you fit right in there? Were the first few days maybe a little nerve-wracking for a first-year teacher?
Yeah, I'm not going to say they were perfect. I've definitely had some mistakes, but, you know, it's part of the process, learning. So it's going well.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Good. So you went to BV, as you said, graduated last year. You played for the Beavers under Coach VH. What stands out, some of one or two of your fondest memories and playing for Brian Van Haften at Univista University?
Well, yeah, I played for Coach VH, and then I just want to give a shout-out. I see Coach Millay right across the way over there, trying to wave to him, but he won't wave back. but, yeah, this all the relationships that I built at BV, friendships, that was the big thing. That was probably the biggest thing that stands out, just all the friends I made playing for Coach Van Haften, and just all the teammates I had.
Well, great to have you still here in Storm Lake. Sam Lips, Storm Lake girls JV head coach and assistant for the varsity. Appreciate you giving us some time here at halftime, and all the best going forward.
Thanks for having me.